You can't even make it 24 hours without getting my dick, huh? That fucking needy for it? I told you, we're not alone in this house. My friends are staying over for the weekend. And yet, here you are, all fours, face down, ass up, trying to entice me to fuck your little hole. Are you really that needy for me, slut? Do you really need daddy's cock that badly that you can't even go 24 hours, a whole day without it filling you up? I didn't realize what a pathetic little whore I had. Really, I thought that you could last longer than 24 hours, a whole day. It's not even been 24 hours, it's been. I think it's only been 12 hours at this point, and you need something filling you up, huh? God, you really are pathetic. I'll give you what you want. Daddy always gives you what you want, but there's a couple ground rules. Yeah, a couple ground rules. Number one, you don't make a single fucking noise. You make a noise, and I'm going to stop. I don't want my friends hearing us. Do you understand? Good. Number two, you are going to take both of your hands and you're going to place them on either side of your ass cheek and you're going to spread it for me. If your hands move at all during this, I stop. You understand? That's a good slut. And finally, the third rule is daddy comes and maybe you get to come. How does that sound? Oh, what a good little whore. Always putting daddy's pleasure first. Well, since you're asking so nicely and you put out such an appetizing little taste, might as well take advantage of you. Fuck you like the easy little bitch you are. Ready for daddy's cock? Daddy's gonna slide in inch by inch. Ready? Ready? We're gonna count them all. Here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Yeah, you feel that? All 7 inches of daddy's cock filling you up. Yeah, this feels good. Your hole always feels so welcoming. Just like a good little horse should be. Yeah. Oh, fuck. I can't believe I thought I would be able to make it a day without this, too. Look what you've done to me. You've turned me into such a depraved, sex-crazed little, I don't know, addict. Just like you. That's the effect that a dumb little whore has on their daddy, huh? You like the way my cock feels on you? The way it fills you up, stretches this hole? Oh, I know you do. If you didn't, then you wouldn't be on your hands and knees right now. You wouldn't be face down, ass up in the pile of pillows on our bed while I fuck you from behind. Keep those hands spread. I don't want you touching yourself. No. You come on my cock or you don't come at all. It's not like you really need to come at all. No. You're here for my pleasure, little whore. This hole is mine to use, mine to fuck, mine to abuse. And if I want to loan it out on the street, well, that's my business, not yours. You are what I say you are. And I've decided that you're just a cheap little slut. You're not even worth a $2 bang, no. This hole might feel good. This hole might feel tight, but there are dozens of other sluts out there that would be willing to do this just the same as you. Just as insatiable as you. Just as needy for this fucking cock. Because let's face it, you're desperate for it. You're desperate to please daddy, aren't you? Yeah, you are, baby. Oh, fuck yeah, right there. I must say, though, the way you grip this cock, the way it just, you just wrap around it, it makes me feel fucking complete. Oh, it feels so fucking good. Oh, yeah. keep it spread for me. Don't move those fucking hands. Not unless you want me to stop fucking you. Not unless you don't want to come tonight, because I am more than happy to just pull out and stroke myself and paint your back. I don't have to fill you up. I don't have to give you a cream pie, no. Cream pies are something that good little sluts get, or something that whores earn. And you, if you don't do what I say, if you can't follow simple instructions of spreading your ass cheek so that I can watch my cock go in and out of your hungry fucking hole that you are begging me so desperately to fuck, then what's the point, huh? Do you really deserve a cream pie if you can't follow fucking rules? No, you don't, bitch. You should just be grateful that daddy's giving you her cock at all. Yeah. Yeah, you fucking should be, because you know what? There are people in the room next door. Our friends. My closest friends. They could hear you right now. They could hear all those noises you're stifling, trying to make, but also keep quiet. They could hear all the filth I'm spewing. They could know your dirty little secrets. How does that make you feel? They could know what an easy little bitch you are, how if it wasn't for me, you'd be on the street corner fucking selling it to anyone with a cock. Oh, maybe they'd want to get it on the action too. My one friend, I happen to know he has a very nice, very thick cock. And it feels so good going in. Before I met you, we used to drunkenly hook up. But he would never let me fuck him. He's not as needy for this dick, not like you, no. I've never met someone so fucking dick drunk as you. Someone who needs cock in them 24/7, because that's what you are, aren't you? You're an insatiable little bitch. You can't get enough of this fucking cock going in and out of you, fucking you, showing you your position, reminding you of your fucking place, which is on your hands and knees, serving me, thanking me, worshipping me, being so fucking grateful that I give you this cock whenever you fucking want. Yeah, that's it. Fucking thank me. Thank me, you ungrateful whore. Yeah. Good. At least you can do something fucking right. Because it's not like you can do much else right other than take cock, huh? It's not like you have the brains for it. No. You're too fucking stupid. Your mind always somehow lingers, always somehow thinks about us, always thinks about what I do to you in this fucking bed. One way or another, your mind always ends up wandering back to one of the times I fucked you, doesn't it? Yeah, like the time that I fucking suspended you from the ceiling. Oh yeah, and I just used you, pushed you back and forth on this cock while you were the swing. Or what about the time that I had you be my little cock warmer under the desk, huh? Yeah, we were at my office and you sat there with your collar and leash and I got to face fuck you all day whenever the fuck I wanted, and when I wasn't face fucking you, when I wasn't making those pretty big fat tears run down your face. Oh, you were just holding it in your mouth, trying your best not to squirm. Oh, all the fucking things I do to you to embarrass you, to humiliate you, to remind you that you fucking belong to me, that you are nothing without daddy. Oh yeah, that's it, sluts. Keep taking daddy's cock just like that. Oh, fuck yes. Such a pretty little slut for me, yeah. Fuck. Oh, gotta remember to keep it down. Gotta remember to keep it quiet. Wouldn't want the others to hear. Wouldn't want the others to know our secret that you are just a filthy fucking whore. That you are so fucking easy that anyone can fuck this hole. All they have to do is call you a bitch. All they have to do is say what a pretty little slut you are, and you are willing to give them the entire fucking world, right? As long as it means a dick filling you up. God, you're fucking pathetic. And you know what? You're even worse when you whimper, you know? Oh god, it gets me so fucking hard seeing you try to act all cute and proper when I know deep down that you are just a desperate, whining little fucking slut. That you're addicted to cock. That you're addicted to the way daddy fucking fills you up, whether it's with her dick, her cum, her fingers, it could be anything, as long as it belongs to daddy, right? Yeah, that's it, bitch. Come on. Come on, fucking take it. Take it like I know you can. I trained you. I know what you can handle, not that you do. No, no, no. You don't know what the fuck you can handle. That's why you rely on me. You're too fucking stupid. You're too brain dead to know what you can handle. Because right now, this might feel like too much to you, but I know that you can take more, can't you? Yeah, of course you can. You can take more for daddy. You love when I use and abuse you like this. You love when I treat you like a $2 fucking hooker, don't you? Well, at least the $2 hookers have a skill. At least they're bringing in income and they're doing something good. But you? No, you get fucked like this for free. What makes you worse is that you actually fucking enjoy this, don't you? You love being treated like the worthless bitch you are. You like whimpering because you know that you're pathetic with the way that you take my dick, the way that you need this fucking cock. Fuck, you're so fucking desperate for it. It's kind of funny. If it wasn't so sad, it would be hilarious. Yeah. Fuck right there. Come on, my pitiful little sluts. And don't you want to make daddy come? Don't you want to prove to me that you still have a purpose, that you have a point? Then you should start working your hips, shouldn't you? You should start moving them while keeping your hands spreading your ass. Well, and try to meet my thrust. Come on, baby. I know you can do it. I know you can do it because I trained you to. You don't want to disappoint daddy now. Not when she's getting so close to filling you up and finally giving you what you really want. After all, you're the one who couldn't even make it 24 hours without a cock buried deep inside their hungry little hole, huh? God, what a pathetic little slut I have. At least I get to call you mine, because no one fucking else would take you in. You're too fucking needy. You want cock way too much. You are a cock-obsessed little bitch. You should be happy that daddy found you, that daddy's willing to do all of this for you, because no one else would have you. Your place is right underneath me. Your home is right underneath me. You belong to me. You need to serve me, because I'm the only one that would have such a pathetic excuse of a slut. Yeah, that's it. Fuck. Oh, it's a good thing that you're hot, because you don't have many other talents, huh? You really are just a sexy body and a pretty face. Nothing else to add. You don't even have enough brains to add to the conversation, huh? No, you're too focused on trying to be quiet. Oh, that's so cute. It's so cute how sad you are. How pathetic your noises you're making. Fuck. If that doesn't just get me rock fucking solid, if that doesn't just bring me closer and closer with every thrust of my cock into you. Oh, fuck right there. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, fucking take that dick. Yeah, that's it. That's my little whore. Fuck yeah, right there. Come on, work it. Come on, work me. Don't you want it? Don't you want your reward for being such an easy little bitch? Don't you want a reward for taking this cock so well? Yeah, you fucking do. And your reward is getting a cream pie in your fucking hungry little hole. Yeah, I gotta feed you this fucking cock. That way when you go to sleep tonight, you can feel my cum leaking out of this hole. Yeah, just a nice friendly reminder of who you belong to. Oh fuck yeah, right there. Oh fuck yes. Oh fuck. Oh yeah, that's it. That's fucking it right there. You like that? You like the idea of going to sleep with daddy's cum seeping out of your hungry little hole? Your whole weeping my cum. All night long, you'll just be leaking and all that good stuff. Oh, fuck, yeah. Yes, right there. Oh, fuck. Yeah, right there. Oh, fuck yes. Oh, little whore, yes, yes. You think that our friends can hear? You think they can hear how fucking close I'm getting, huh? What would you do if they walked in right now and saw you in such a desperate fucking position? Saw how lewd you look as you take my cock. Oh, you think they would laugh at you? You think they would take pictures? After all, they say a picture is worth 1,000 words, and right now... Oh, right now, you look so fucking pretty, there aren't words to describe it. Always look your best when you're impaled on my cock, don't you, little sluts? It's the proper place for a whore like you, yeah. Yeah, it is a proper place for a bitch is impaled on their daddy's cock. Oh, fuck it, right there. Fuck. Yes, yes. Oh, fuck, right there, yeah. Come on. Yeah, right there, right fucking there. Oh, fuck. Come on, work me. You better get this over quick if you don't want people to walk in the room, if you don't want them to find out what we're doing. That's it, my little slut. Come on, I know you can do it. Make daddy come. Show me how much you wanted this. After all, you're the one who enticed daddy to do this, so come on. Oh, fuck, yes, yes. Oh, fuck. Yeah, that's it, my little slut. Oh, taking daddy's cock. Oh, so fucking good. It feels so good, and it fills you up just right, so big and thick, the perfect size for this eager little hole of yours. Oh gods, yeah. Fuck. Daddy's getting really, really close. Come on. Come on, you can do it. Don't you want to make daddy come? Don't you want to feel daddy come inside you and fill you up, feed you, give you what you need? Everyone knows that eager little sluts like yourself need a good dose of cum inside them in order to get to bed. It's only proper. It's only right, isn't it? Yes, it is. Yeah, my worthless little whore. You might not have many skills, you might not have many talents, but taking my cock and being good for me is one of them. I guess if the only thing you're good for is taking daddy's dick, that's not a bad thing. After all, what more could a slut like yourself want? Oh, fuck, right there. Oh god, daddy's getting so fucking close. Oh god, yeah, right there, right there, right there, fuck. Oh, fuck, yes. Oh god. Get ready, baby. Get ready, because daddy's about to fill you up. Daddy's about to cream pie you. You want daddy's cum, huh? Yeah, yeah, you do. Oh, yeah, show me how much you want it. Keep that spread for me. Don't fucking move, and you won't get what you want, and you want daddy's hot load filling you up. Yeah, that's it. That's daddy's good little bitch. Oh god, yeah, right there. Oh, fuck. Oh, oh yeah. Oh, fuck.